So I have, we have the opportunity this morning to put some feet to our faith. We're gearing up to go out and serve our community in our annual Serve Sunday. And I'm excited to partner with the park this year and serve alongside them. But also I'm more excited to partner with and serve alongside all of you. Serving is a big part of a life that follows the way of Jesus. And I understand that most of you serve people in all kinds of different ways every day. However, it's nice to take some time and do this service corporately or as the church. And so before we hit the road and head to the park, I wanted to just bring you some scripture and a couple of thoughts today. And this is probably going to feel more like a devotional than a sermon, and that's okay. But I think it's going to get us in the right mindset to serve. And so this passage should be a familiar one. It's found in Matthew 5, verses 13 through 16. And this passage is titled Salt and Light, if you read the NIV. And it's found in the Sermon on the Mount. It's right after Jesus preaches the Beatitudes. And so what we're about to read are the quoted words of Jesus. It says this: "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." And so real quickly, we're just going to talk about two truths that I see in this passage before we head out to serve. The first truth is this: we are called to be useful. We are called to be useful. Salt and light are two of the most useful things that Jesus could have used as examples at this point in time. Salt was used in preserving food, it was used in medicine, and obviously it was used to make things taste good. It still is today. Anybody like salt? Yeah, I couldn't live without salt in this day and age. It'd be terrible, right? So still very useful. And then light. Light was also very useful. Electricity wasn't in homes yet, right? This wasn't a thing. So if you had a source of light that wasn't the sun, that was a very valuable commodity. So things like oil lamps or candles or torches, these things were very useful. And so Jesus follows up his push for salt and light with this statement. It says, "A town on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house." Jesus is calling us to be useful and also not hidden. Why would you light a lamp and then cover it up? We aren't called to stay holed up in the church building, hidden away from our community. And so that's what we're going to do today. We're heading out into our community, useful and helpful and valuable and not hidden. And the second truth that I see here is that our deeds are for God's glory. Our deeds are for God's glory. So verse 16 says this: "In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." So we don't serve others for our glory, right? Does it make us feel good to do good deeds for others? Yeah, of course it does, right? And that's okay. But we're not called to serve others so that people will look at us and say, "Wow, they sure are a great person," or "I wish I could be like them." We're doing good deeds to lead others to glorify God. Now, letting our light shine and also God receiving the glory sounds almost like contradicting thoughts, doesn't it? How do I do something like good deeds for the world to see, but while pointing glory toward God? And I think the answer lies in humility and motives. And when I serve today, am I being humble in my attitude? Am I being flexible in how I'm serving? God is calling us to walk a fine line here, and I think the reality is that we cannot do it without the help of the Holy Spirit, giving us humility and grace. And so today, as we go out and serve, while we're called to be useful and not hide what we're doing for others, we're also called to point others to the glory of God while we're doing it. So as we head out today and serve, I want to read this passage one more time, and then I'll pray for us. "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except being thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Would you pray with me this morning? Father, as we go out today into our community to serve, we just ask that you would go before us. God, we're not in a community where homelessness and poverty are rampant like some places, but we are in a community where people live, and we want to just help serve where we live. And so as we partner today with the park, keep us safe, keep us warm, help us to serve out of humility, serve out of flexibility, and just whatever we do, we just ask that it would point others to your glory. God, we just want to be a church that serves our community and that is useful. We want to be salt and light to those around us. And so as we go and do that this morning, God, we just ask you to go before us, to keep us safe, and ultimately just that lives would be touched in and through these acts today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, I told Rusty between 10:30 and 10:45, so that gives us, it's 10:30 right now.